I thought my career would take me through the corporate journey, climbing the corporate ladder, becoming very, very successful in a more corporate type setting. And I ultimately kept having this calling on my heart to do my own thing. But I shoved it aside. I didn't listen to it because of fear, lack of confidence, uncertainty.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Kristen Burke. Kristen is a goal achievement coach who collaborates with women entrepreneurs and leaders to accomplish breakout performances. Kristen launched her coaching practice after advancing in her corporate career from an intern to a senior level director. Kristen also hosts the Elite Achievement podcast, but she also spent years in corporate before following her dreams. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, we all know that I like having recurring guests, but I've also started having guests on a bonus podcast called Bright Bulbs. It's a little bit more chill, a little bit more relaxed, and we have a lot of fun talking about silly ideas and creative projects we may or may not ever get into. If you want to access this special bonus podcast, you can go to patreon.com/AlexWilliams. That's WILLIAMNS. Or just click the first link in the show notes. Thanks for your support. Now, enjoy the show. Kristen Burke, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Perhaps.
Okay, well, let's see how this goes. Hopefully we get some good lessons out of this, and I'm sure we will. We're going to talk about you taking over a decade to follow your ambitions. Tell us, what's the story here?
Well, that is a big bulb, Alex. So here's the story behind it taking a decade for me to lean into my ambition and become a coach. So I started coaching corporate. I was working for a company and I was coaching in a corporate role back in 2009. And that, Alex, is where I really fell in love with coaching and developed my passion for helping others maximize their potential and achieve their definitions of success. And I thought my career would take me through the corporate journey, climbing the corporate ladder, becoming very, very successful in a more corporate type setting. And I ultimately kept having this calling on my heart to do my own thing, but I shoved it aside. I didn't listen to it because of fear, lack of confidence, uncertainty. And every once in a while, it would bubble back up and I would just push it away and forget it. And finally, in 2019, it just came to a screeching halt and I had to listen to this calling in my heart. And along the way, I had taken on new roles throughout my corporate career. I had taken on different leadership positions. I was in different leadership programs. I was building a big, big vision to align with where I thought my career would go. And I raised my hand for the next position and I didn't get the role. Now, look, I'm probably not your first podcast guest who didn't get the role she thought she would get. However, that for me was the opportunity to truly pause and to get quiet and to lean into my intuition and figure out what is it that I really truly want. Because prior to that, I was working hard. I was going towards this vision. It almost felt, Alex, like I was digging my high heels in, climbing a hill with these boulders coming down at me left and right. But I just kept digging my heels in and climbing and going after it and climbing and going after it and climbing and climbing. And I'm so grateful. I am so grateful that I did not get that position because it gave me the opportunity to pause and to listen to that intuition. And that's where I got really, really clear that I want to do this. I want to coach. I would have huge regrets not seeing if I could make it as I go out on my own. And that was an incredibly courageous decision because I remember going to my company at the time and going to my leader and saying, yeah, this is what I want to do. And they were super supportive of my new career ambition. And I had a great transition out of my corporate role into the work that I am doing. And I started my coaching practice in December 2019. And my husband and I, we actually moved last year. We moved last summer. And in the process of moving, Alex, I found a bunch of journals. I'm a journaler. I write things down. I still love old fashioned paper and pen. And I'm going through some of these journals because it's what you do when you move. When you find things that are interesting, you stop packing and you look at them because that makes a lot of sense during the moving process. And I came across notes from 2011. I came across notes from 2011 that started to outline my coaching practice. And it hit me like a ton of bricks that it just took a decade to make the leap. But I look back now, Alex, with so much perspective, and I think I needed all of those experiences. I needed all of the growth I had in my past corporate role. I needed all of the leadership opportunities to get to the place that I am today. So I am better equipped to serve my clients.
I really like how you weren't following your dreams, you weren't following your goals, and you find this, you know, outline that's like, hey, this is what I want to do. And you realize it's what you've always wanted to do, but you still acknowledge that you learned so many things from these experiences working in corporate. What would you recommend to somebody? Because surely there's a listener listening to this thinking, I need to follow my dreams. I need to follow my dreams. But then they're not sure if they've been at their current place long enough to learn what they need to learn. How does somebody know when they've learned everything they need to learn from their current position and that it's time to move on?
I'm not sure if there's a magic answer or time where it's like, hey, Alex, you have now learned everything. Because if you truly have a growth mindset, you can continue on your learning journey in your corporate career likely for forever. As new initiatives come out and new projects and new leadership, I think for me, what it was the moment of waking up and saying the pain of staying the same has all of a sudden become greater than the pain of change. And the thought of going out on my own and failing was more exciting to explore that than to stay in my corporate role and continuing to persevere and try to work towards what I thought I ultimately wanted in my corporate role. And so the big, big lesson for me came when I needed to sit down and explore what is the absolute worst that can happen if I go out on my own. What is the worst that can happen? Okay, well, the worst that can happen is I work with zero clients. Well, what's bad about that? I don't generate any revenue. Well, what's bad about that? I can't pay my bills. Well, what's bad about that? My husband and I can't live where we live. Well, what's bad about that? Well, then we move back to the Midwest where we're from and we move in with parents. And it's like, oh, if that is literally the worst of the worst case scenario that I was building up in my mind, it's like, okay, that's not the ideal route that I want. That's certainly not what I'm striving for, but okay. All right, that's not that bad. Then I had to flip the script and say, well, what's the best case scenario? What are the best possible outcomes? I start my own business. I excel as a coach. I make a massive impact. I help a ton of people hit their goals. I get to speak. I get to host a podcast. I can teach masterminds. I'm like, well, you know what the worst actually is? The worst is not going after those things. It's leaving all of that untapped potential on the table. And that was the lesson and the light bulb moment for me where I said, I got to do it. I got to go for it.
And of course, at the end of every episode, I like to hear what's working for you now. What else are you doing? You're a coach. You have a podcast. Tell us, where are you at and where can we find you?
Yes, my podcast, Alex, is called Elite Achievement. I strive to demystify the goal achievement process on my podcast. I also do individual coaching. So I take on private coaching clients, again, in the client-based businesses or let me go back. That was actually terrible. Let's just like edit that out, right? So here we go. All right. My podcast, Alex, is called Elite Achievement. I strive to demystify the goal achievement process in my podcast episodes. And I interview fascinating guests who've built businesses, launched brands, gone on to become great leaders of their company. In addition to podcasting, I do coach. That's the work that lights me up. So I work with individual coaching clients, specifically small business owners who work in client-based or professional services businesses. And then I host a mastermind. This in 2021, I partnered with two coaches, and together we bring over 40 years of experience to the Honor Your Ambition Mastermind. This is a 12-week program for ambitious women who want to launch a business, grow a business, learn more about business. So your listeners can learn about all of these resources on my website, which is kristenburke.com. And I'm also active on social media at Meet Kristen Burke. And they can find more information about Honor Your Ambition at Honor Your Ambition on Instagram.
Fantastic. I'm going to have links to all of that and more down in the show notes so that people can go and check it all out. And with that, I just got to say thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me, Alex.
And thank you for listening. Sometimes before we grow, the change of the problem has to become greater than the pain of changing itself. But hopefully we choose to change before that happens. Special thank you to Kristen for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to check out her work, which I've linked down in the show notes. And if you want to offer support beyond leaving a review and sharing the show, please visit Patreon via the first link in the show note. As a thank you for your support, you'll get a postcard from me wherever I am to wherever you are. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.